prayers of his people. Okay? You need to learn how to pray. You need to learn how to seek his face and not his hand. You see, he already is going to provide for us everything that we need if we'll follow him. So see, you don't need to be seeking his hand. You need to be seeking his face. Read that over in Jeremiah. He said, when you have sought me with all your heart, then you will find me. Man, I tell you what, if that verse don't get you going, I don't know what will. When you have gone after him with all that is within you, you're going to find him. You're going to know that he is right there with you to do whatever is necessary in your life. Y'all like that blessed assurance? Man, I love the blessed assurance of following Jesus Christ. Because you know something? I know right where I am and right what I'm doing at all times because I've given my mind and my heart over to him. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to think about it. All I need to do is know what he says in here. He said that whatever that he has spoken to my heart will come out of my mouth. You think about that. John 14:26. Let Jesus speak to you, and then at the right time, that will come out of you. Because I can tell you that he knows the right time from the wrong time. You know, we're getting ready to this next Sunday. Well, that's another thing I want to remind you all of. I'll remind you tonight, and I'll remind you Wednesday. This next Saturday night, you got to fall back. Right? Is next Sunday fall back? Daylight savings? First Sunday in November? Yeah. Yeah. See, if I hadn't told you, you might not have known. Then you'd have been to church early and you'd have got to come to Sunday school. I shouldn't have told you. You know, there's nothing like being committed to God. If you'll commit yourself to him, he's already committed to you. I told you a while ago about his love. You know, his love transcends and goes further than we can even think or imagine about love. His love is so great, it's simply out of this world. It's simply so far out there and encompasses everything, and it should encompass our lives. You know, our lives are just a little small part of who he is. You think about that. If you carry an Holy Spirit in you, you are a small part of who he is, and he's a great big God. He is out there warning you. Actually, he's right here warning you. He wants you to realize that he is everything. Everything about him. You know, last Sunday we talked about getting in line with Jesus. We talked about all of the lines. You know, I told you that the shortest line is the line following Jesus. And then I told you about, you know, the Word of God said that straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and few there be that find it. So you want to get in a short line, follow Jesus. You'll be in a line where there ain't too many folks. Y'all love, how y'all like these election lines? Anybody been to the polls yet? Yeah? No matter what time you get there, they're wrapped around the building. I don't know if y'all have seen that, but every time we've driven by down there in downtown Cold Spring, it's been wrapped outside the building and halfway down the sidewalk on the side of the building. Never-ending line. I hope they're letting them folks vote, not just stand out there. I'm sure they are. They even got tents out there. They got canopies out there because they're coming and they're waiting patiently to get in and vote. Go vote. If you're of eligible age, go vote. Your vote counts. Your vote counts. See, that is a privilege here in the United States of America is that we vote. So go do it. Exercise your privilege. You know, there are many countries around the world, they don't get to vote on who has rule and authority over them. We do. So let's exercise it. Let's do it. Let's get in line with Jesus in every way that we possibly can. You know something? We need to learn how to forgive as Jesus forgave. Now, putting that into practice is a tough thing for us. You know, Jesus forgave them on the cross. They were killing him. You better get enough Jesus in your heart that when they come to kill you, folks, that you forgive them. People think, I'm following Jesus. Everything is just wonderful. It's just so great. It's just going to be just better than I could think or imagine how good it's going to be. Well, it's only good if you got him. Because, you see, there are a lot of people that came to see Jesus. They were in line, but they just came to see him. You see, the scribes and Pharisees and all them other rigid religious, they got in line to see Jesus. They weren't there to follow Jesus. They were there to criticize him. They were there to take opportunity to put him down. They were taking opportunity to catch him in something that was against doctrine, against whatever they thought, against their tradition. So are you in line with Jesus just to see him? You know, there are those that got in line with Jesus just to look. You see, if you came to see, you need to be surrendering. If that's all you're in line for is to see him, then you're in the wrong line. You need to get into line with the redeemed. You need to get in line with him, following him to the cross. That's the line that you need to be in. Because I'm going to tell you what, that other way is a broad way with a wide gate, and there's a whole bunch of folks there. There's a whole bunch of folks. You want in line with a whole bunch of folks? Go the way of hell, death, and destruction. There's a whole bunch of folks. Just look around you today. Look in your community. Look where you live. Look where you go to work. How many born-again, blood-bought, children of the King are around you that will follow him to the death? Very few. You're right, bro. Very few. Very few. I want you to keep this in mind when you get in line. Get in line with Jesus. Short line, but a difficult one. Short line, but only a narrow way. Few there be that find it. So we get in line with Jesus because he first loved us, so we should love him. And then he says, love one another as I have loved you. Oh man, that's a tough one when you start dissecting that. That's a tough one. You know, he even loved his enemies. You can read all about it over there in the book of Matthew. What is it? Matthew, I never lost track of my thing here. Anyway, wherever it is, love your enemies. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Do good to those who do you evil. Woo, that's easy, ain't it? No. That's hard. But he never told us it was going to be easy. Beware of an easy gospel. Beware of a user-friendly gospel. Beware of it because it does not line up with the Word of God. Beware. Don't go about letting them tickle your ears. Don't let them scratch your back. They get good at it. But that's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, it's peace and love and joy and all that other good stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, to do that is going to cause you some pain. To do that is a risk in this society. It's a risk. It's a risk worth taking, because I'm going to tell you what, the eternal benefit of it is life, not eternal death. You follow yourself and you follow this world, you're headed to eternal death. Okay? Let's just put it plain like it is. That's in hell, not heaven. I can tell you that just because you can say the name of Jesus, that don't get you to heaven. I can say lots of words, but that don't necessarily get me there. I can put a bicycle in a garage, but that don't make it a car. Lest you believe, lest you get in line with Him, lest you follow His word. Because when you do that, let me tell you something, you're in the right line. You're on the right path. You're in the right way. He didn't say it's going to be easy. He just said, do it. You know, I had a boss man that he never asked me, could I do something? He just told me to do it. He didn't ask me if I knew how to do it. He just said, this is what I want you to do. He had enough trust in me that I would go find out what I needed to do so I could do what he told me to do. Can I tell you? It's right here. It's right here. All you got to do is get into it. Let it get into you. You will find out what you need to be doing. You can rub shoulders with those of like precious faith. You will find out what you need to be doing as long as it lines up with His word. Because I've rubbed shoulders with people that were going the wrong way because they didn't line up with this word. I didn't follow them. I want to follow Jesus. I want to stay in His way, in His will, in His time. Get in line with Jesus. Get in line with Him. Stay in line with Him. Don't come to just see. Don't come to just look. Get in the book and follow Him. Get in the book, follow Him. That's pretty simple instructions. You know, the gospel is really simple. Read the book, do what it says, tell somebody else. I can't get it any more simple than that. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Pretty simple. Read the book, do what it says, tell somebody else. Because I guarantee you, if you'll read the book and you'll tell somebody else, that tells me that it got in you. Because if it ain't in you, it ain't going to come out of you. Anybody in here need Jesus? I need Him every day, okay? That's a trick question, by the way. Anybody in here need Jesus? Yes, I need Jesus. I already got Him. There you go. See, that's the other answer. I already got Him. He goes with me everywhere. I'm in line with Him. I let other people know about Him. That tells you who you are in line with. You know, I got a whole bunch of notes up here. You know, salvation is not a license to sin. Let me tell you something. When you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you profess Him with your mouth, believe in your heart that He was raised from the dead, He sits at the right hand of the Father, you ain't going to want to go back. You're not going to want to willfully sin. And if you happen to, you will quickly repent. Quickly repent. Quickly, as if right now. See, that will tell you who you're following. When you follow Him, it will grieve your heart because you have grieved the heart of the Father. Salvation is not a license to sin, neither are you saved to sit. You are not saved to sit. You are saved to serve. We are to become His servants. So where are you serving? Where are you serving? Are you serving Him? Are you serving Him in some capacity? I told you about that old intercessor that when she got saved, she was asked by the church member, said, well, what part of the body of Christ do you want to be? And she thought about it, and then she said, I want to be a part of the reproductive system. I want to be making disciples for Jesus Christ. I want to see other souls saved. You know something? That's being a part of the Lord Jesus Christ, is seeing other souls saved. I'm not talking about getting up here behind this pulpit. Now, if you got a call in your life to preach, you better go preach, because you're going to be miserable if you don't. And if you ain't called to preach and you try to preach, you're going to be miserable. Get in line with Him. Go be a soul winner. We're all called to do that. Each and every one of us called to be a soul winner. You're going to see people that I never will. You're going to be in certain conditions that I will never be in. Go win those right where you are. Bloom where you are planted. Get in line with Jesus. Do what you can while you can with what you have. Don't worry about what you don't have. Don't worry about what you can't do, because God always has somebody else to take care of it. I don't worry about what goes on at churches in Huntsville, because you know something? I ain't going to go there. They got pastors. They got deacons. They got people in ministry. They got folks over there that God has called to take care of them. I'm here right now. This is what I'm doing for this time for Jesus Christ. I'm going to make the most of it. I'm going to go full force as far as I can go. You know something? Not everybody likes full force. That's the truth. That is the truth. Some people run from full force, just like they run from the real truth. They like the cover up. Well, don't be no undercover Christian, okay? Be wide open. He told us to be like salt and light. Let us taste good and let us light up the world. Isn't that what he told us? See, if you'd come Sunday night to the revival service, that's what I preached on, was salt and light. Because the salt that loses its flavor ain't no good for nothing. It's thrown out. But you get the salt of the Holy Ghost in your life. You get all of the things that are the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, kindness, faithfulness. Hey, you get all those things in your life, you can't help but shine bright for Jesus. Think about it. Maybe one of these days I'll do that demonstration again, but that ain't where we're at today. Get in line with Jesus Christ. You know, some of them got in line because they was curious. What is this new thing? Oh, Paul ran into that with the Athenians, didn't he? They had this thing up there to the unknown God. All they did all day long was talk about a new thing, or they heard about a new thing. They wasn't there to believe. They were just there yapping their jaws. New thing. They came to see a new thing. They didn't come to surrender. They didn't come to get saved. They didn't come to get filled with the Holy Ghost. They didn't come to follow Jesus. They just came to hear it. Don't be amongst those people. When you hear the Word of God, when you hear the voice of God, act upon it. Do something with it. Be that disciple that is a servant following the Master. Get in line with Jesus. You see, there are those not looking to follow, just looking for that new thing. I meet them. They're just looking for a new thing. And then when that new thing loses its newness, then they're gone. You know, I've told y'all before, in the fire of revival, in the light of revival, when everything is just burning real bright, you're going to attract really big bugs. But guess what? When it dies down a little bit, guess what? The bugs leave. See, the things of the natural always reveal the things of the spiritual. You've seen that bright light out there in the darkness just attracting all them bugs, especially summertime. Man, they'd be so thick, you can't even walk through them unless you want to breathe them. But when that light goes off, guess what? Bugs are gone. Well, I tell you what, I want to attract some bugs. I want to attract them from every corner of this community. I want them to come see what the light is, and at least you get the chance to tell them about Jesus. You see, you need to let your light shine so bright because you're in line with Jesus that they'll come and watch you burn. If for nothing else, you'll create a commotion. You'll create a commotion. You need to get committed to following him. You know, there were those who got in line with Jesus, but when the going got rough, they was gone. Y'all read about over there when he told them, he said, you must eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, or you have no part of me. You read that part, didn't you? And what happened on down there? They said, oh man, this is way too difficult. This is way too hard. Because they knew what he was asking them to do. They had to be all in all the time. Are you all in all the time? 24/7? Are you? Does your life show that? Does your light shine? Do you tell people about Jesus at every opportunity? Is he always upon your mind and upon your lips? Get in line with him. Let it be your lifestyle. Let it be the way you live. You see, he died for us. The least we can do is live for him. Think about it. You only have eternal life because of him. Listen, all he'd have to do is take that breath away right now, and we'd all be gone. You think about that. You're just one heartbeat away, one breath away from eternity. Knowing that and believing that, are you on the way to him? Get in line with Jesus. Get in line with him. There ain't no other line that you want to be in, because the other way is a terrible way. Those that follow in line with Jesus follow in his steps. You know how you know that? Because he sets up your itinerary. You don't. You go where he asks you to go. You do what he asks you to do. You say what he asks you to say. That's how you know that you're following in his steps. And when the tough times come, you're under his umbrella. You're under him. He has asked you to be there, and he can protect you. He can give you provision for anything. Whatever that it takes. Are you in line with Jesus only to see him or to follow him? Many came to look. They came to find fault. They came to criticize. They came for social status. I've been in churches like that where they came for social status. They came because there was a whole bunch of folks there that they could sell their business to. We all alike precious faith, right? They were there for monetary gain, not to give. They may have given, but their primary purpose was to get jobs. I don't think that's what Jesus did. How about y'all? I don't think that's what he did. Many people have survived hundreds of altar calls. Many people have survived hundreds of invitations to come to Jesus. How about you today? You going to survive this one, or are you going to surrender? You see, when you surrender to Jesus, you ain't your own no more. You have to say what he says and do what he says. Sometimes it ain't always pleasant. Sometimes it'll cause you hurt. But I'm going to tell you what, that hurt down here is temporary. That hurt in hell is forever. Get in line with Jesus. We might preach this next Sunday. You never know. I never know what the Lord's going to say to me. I promise you. He can wake me up all hours of the day and night. Ask Brother John back there. I just run hard trying to keep up with him. That's why you see these notes, you know. I had something wrote down in the book, but he said, uh-uh. God said that he would not always strive with us. You see, if you don't know him as Savior today, you need to know him. I'm going to tell you what, your life and death depends upon it. It does. But see, you got to believe that. It's got to get a hold of you. And when he truly gets a hold of you, he won't turn you loose. But you got to let him get a hold of you. Hook, line, and sinker. That's another story. Might preach that one day. I never know. I just never know, you know. He said he wouldn't always strive with us. He'd give us over to our own reprobate mind. He said unless Holy Spirit draws you, you will not come. That you are drawn by the Spirit. And when you are drawn by the Spirit, you need to surrender. You ain't surrendering to Tom Lowe. You're not surrendering to this church. You're surrendering to Jesus Christ. We are the symbol of him. But he is the real thing. He is the one. And when you surrender to him, a whole brand new life opens up in front of you. I don't know about y'all, but that's what happened to me. It was a whole brand new life opened up in front of me when I got saved. When I surrendered my heart and life to him, there was no turning back. Because I knew where I had been. I knew what I had done. I knew that I didn't want to be there. And I found someone who would take me in and teach me and show me that I could live for him for that eternal reward. So I'm going to ask you again, do you know him? Let me ask it another way. Do you want to know him? Because if you don't know him, you need to come right now. I'm talking right now to these altars, and let's get it done. Okay? And then once you get it done, then you can turn away from everything that's had a hold to you. I guarantee you all them chains will fall off. All them prison doors will open. And you'll follow after him. So if you don't know him today, I want you to come. All right, everybody in here is a believer. All right. Now, after we have baptism, I'm going to ask all believers to go by Mandy Southern, Jim Southern's house down here, and let's pray for Mandy. She needs believers down there to pray for her healing. Y'all believe God heals? I know he heals. I'm a product of his healing. I know it. And if he never heals me again, I know that he heals. I know that he heals. Let's follow him in everything that his book shows us to do. Let's follow him. Let's have a word of prayer before we baptize. Father, if there be one question in this house today, Lord, if there's one, Lord, that is in question, you are the answer. Father, I speak today, Lord, that your truth, Lord, would strike their hearts. that you would reveal, Lord, within their heart of hearts, Lord, what they truly think, how they truly feel, how they truly believe, that you and you alone, Lord, would be lifted up and glorified in this place, Lord, and in their hearts, Lord, for all times, Lord. For you, Lord, lead us to eternal life and not eternal death. Ask you, Father, to change our hearts, change our lives. Let us be a perfect reflection of who you are. And Father, I give you all the praise, I give you glory, and I give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen.